for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Cultural Baggage Show, our guest was Gary Berntsen. He's the CIA officer who was in charge of the initial attack on Afghanistan and the attempt to capture Osama bin Laden. He's the author of the great new book, Jawbreaker.
A lot of people making a lot of efforts in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, we've had a serious setback, as you've noticed, on the 6,000 tons of opium created this year there.
Yes, sir. I was told by one of my reporters that there's some 3 million Afghanis now make their living growing opium.
You're correct. 3 million people are involved in the opium trade there. And you'd think, that we have, 40,000, people out there, whether they're U.S. and troops and NATO troops and people doing economic development, that they would have done a better job this year of identifying and cutting back on that. But I think what's happened is everyone has turned their eyes to the growing insurgency and without focusing properly or supporting the Drug Enforcement Agency's activities sufficiently. And this thing actually fuels the Taliban's efforts, because the Taliban doesn't get money anymore from the Saudis or the Emiris. They get the money from the opium. So this is going to require, additional attention, and it only makes for greater complications for the U.S., which is now fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have a two-front war.
Well, Gary, I am a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, former police officer. We're a group of about 5,000 individuals who feel the drug war is a complete and absolute failure. The president and other U.S. officials have said that those who use drugs are empowering the terrorists. But isn't it really the U.S. policy of eternal drug prohibition that makes it possible for these violent, evil people to turn flowers into gold?
But, I have to say to you, though, if we did not control the drug trade or try to fight it back, the health problems we would have and then the explosion in the number of addicts around the world would cause us so many other social problems. And I agree with you that this is really swimming upstream fighting the drug problem. But I think that the health consequences of not doing it make it imperative that we do.
Well, perhaps we'll just agree to disagree on that one, perhaps another show. I would advise you, if you get the chance, to share this website with your friends. It is leap.cc. We have the former Attorney General of Colombia, the former head of the Drugs Division at Scotland Yard amongst our members.
There's an argument for certain things to decriminalize certain types of drugs.
On tomorrow's 420, Agent Berntsen responds to a query about CIA involvement in the drugs trade. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.